Well, I guess, you know, one of the issues here is this going to be different sort of biologically in terms of how it plays out in clinical trials than other endocrine therapies like tamoxifen. And related to that was another point that was made, which is the, quote, carryover effect. And earlier on, I think when attack was first reported to people, for example, the ASCO tech assessment talked about the fact that we saw this continued separation of the curves with adjuvant tamoxifen, and would we see this with an aromatase inhibitor? Now, at least for 1 year, because the trial has 6 year data, it looks like the curves are still separating. And in fact, you know, I think there are analyses now suggesting that, I guess we know that carryover effect occurs with chemotherapy too, correct?
Well, it carries over to a certain time. In other words, what seems to happen is that events occur fairly early on after you give the therapy. Maybe one way to put it is that you can't prevent a death before that death would have occurred if you hadn't tried to prevent it. In other words, if you knew that a person was going to die 8 years from now and you treated them now, you wouldn't know whether you had prevented that death till you got to year nine, right? So what's happening very frequently is we do things now and then we begin to see them, not because the important effects are later, but for example, we may just have reduced tumor volume, and it takes so long to regrow. There are a lot of different phenomena that may be taking place there. So what we've seen by and large is that the effects of using early therapy or adjuvant therapy increase for somewhere between 5 and 10 years. At that point, you've established a difference between the two curves, and then they run parallel for a long time. And of course, if you're looking at a survival as an endpoint, they're going to begin to come together because, unfortunately, we can't provide immortality yet. And other causes of death become increasingly more important. So there is this early separation and then a parallel pattern that you see for quite some time.